If you're a regular theatergoer in Cincinnati, you know the work of my two guests this evening. Michael Haney is the Associate Artistic Director at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, where he has worked in that full-time capacity since 2002. And Bruce Cromer is an actor you've enjoyed on stages all over town, most recently in To Kill a Mockingbird at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. But they're here tonight to talk about A Christmas Carol at the Playhouse, a show they've worked on together for many years. Welcome, Bruce and Michael.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
This is, in fact, the 22nd year for this production. And, Michael, I understand it's your 20th year of directing it.
That's correct. 20 years directing, and I was in the first two seasons playing Bob Cratchit.
So you've been part of every year, every production.
Every one.
Well, I want to ask you this. I see a lot of the directing that you do at the Playhouse and elsewhere here in town, and I'd say you usually gravitate to plays that are, I'd call, a little edgier than A Christmas Carol. So I wonder if you'd talk about what it is that has kept you coming back year after year to this show and this production. You know, it's familiar to most people. Most people know the story. They know the characters. So what keeps you coming back to it?
I think that Dickens was an edgy writer. I mean, he's talking about man's inhumanity to man, how our society is unbalanced. There are parts of A Christmas Carol that every time I hear them, it moves me. I said to Ed Stern years ago, I think maybe when I was directing it for the 10th time, I said to him, if I don't look forward to doing this every year, I shouldn't do it, because this story deserves to be told as well as it can. I've always thought it's the second greatest story ever told.
Well, that's great. Bruce, I want to ask you a similar question. This is going to be your 8th year to play Scrooge, and that came on the heels of 7 years of Bob Cratchit. That's a long time to be in a production and repeating roles.
Yes, it's the only thing comparable I have to Broadway.
Long run. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, gosh, that would be like a 15-year run, wouldn't it?
Right.
But you get a little break.
Right, 9 months off yeah, well. In between.
Could you talk about what keeps you coming back to the show?
Well, a lot of it is the man sitting to my right, a listening audience. Michael brings to every rehearsal a sense of renewal and let's not do the same thing we did last year. And we will have occasionally new faces. We've got a new Cratchit family this year in terms of the Bob and his wife. But Michael keeps it fresh and keeps seeing how a new personality does this whole series of dominoes. He still somehow keeps us in the world of Dickens and in the world of this production. But I always get a charge off of it's just a good story and it's a really wonderful group ensemble effort.
Do you come into rehearsals with thoughts about, okay, now I've done this for 3 years, and I'm going to try something different this time
yes.
around?
I don't know. Michael has to sit through the read-through every year. And this year's read-through, for me, was just a total joy of let's not intentionally try to think of anything new that's never been done before, but you just start going with it, and you flow with a story. And a lot of the previous choices do. They just sort of melt away, or at least for that time. And then you get up on your feet, and you realize, no, there's a reason why this works this way. But no, it keeps growing, definitely.
Right. And Bruce is an actor that is constantly exploring. I've always thought that the role of Scrooge is the middle-aged actor's Hamlet. In the course of 2 hours, he experiences just about everything you can experience in life. And Bruce is always, he's exploring. It's never dull in rehearsal. I don't have to bring that much of saying, let's try something new, because Bruce is the leader. The play is about Scrooge. And I think the rest of the cast takes their lead from him.
The two of you are not the only ones who've been with this production for a long time. I mean, there's, I would say, at least 7 or 8 actors who repeatedly we see in this production, most of whom are from our local acting community. So I understand there's sort of a family feeling about doing this show that almost becomes a tradition in itself. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that. And maybe also, I have to imagine there are things that go on backstage, because you've got people back year after year, that people would enjoy hearing about.
The kids. I love working with the kids. That's one of the true joys, I think, of Christmas Carol. And I'm also always amazed how much patience and understanding. And Michael's not condescending to kids. He talks to them very appropriately, but as they are, a young professional. We were in notes just the other day, and two of the kids that Michael's giving notes to, they're looking down at the floor. They're being every place except focused on him. And he'll say, you understand that note, yes? And they immediately, they're right there. They're going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to sort of understand after a while that they're on a different wavelength than the rest of us. But they proudly oftentimes will take out, even the Tiny Tims, they'll take out a notepad and a big, thick pencil, and they'll write their note down.
In their Indian key tablet.
Yes.
Well, at least they're not taking out their phone and recording it.
Exactly.
So, Michael, what about you?
Well, one of the things we're both dressed in earth tones today because the kids with my wife, Amy, started probably 10 years ago. Every day is a different color day. So we all wear an appropriate color and then we get our group picture taken. So that's one of the little traditions backstage.
And we shouldn't, you've mentioned your wife, Amy, who plays
Mrs. Fezziwig. And she's done that for, I think, the last 10 years and has been in the show before that one. Years and years ago. Greg Procaccino has been in it for all 22 of the years in different roles.
Dale Hodges, I guess, is the runner-up.
21.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's now legal, I guess.
She's matured into the role, you know.
I think anytime you have a huge cast, a big cast show, a more of a family feeling starts. We also, Amy and I, have the orphans over for Thanksgiving every year. All of the actors from New York or our intern company who can't get home for that one day. So we'll make a big turkey and everybody brings a side dish. And that helps bond the out-of-towners.
Sure. It is a holiday tradition of sorts, obviously, to do events like that. But also you're all together through the whole holiday season. And I think that as someone who has witnessed, I believe, all 22 of your productions, it comes through. You sense a warmth among the cast, a true feeling of holiday spirit. Among them, it makes for a wonderful family outing.
Well, that's the delight of being caroling afterwards and seeing the families come up and generations who have seen this show, kids that have grown up. But well, the parents will say, you know, Emily started coming when she was 5 and now she's whatever.
She has 3 children.
Right. Well, your Tiny Tims from back in the day have to be, they're old enough to have children of their own.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. We finished a run through yesterday and one of the interns came up, one of our new people. And she said, wow, there's a lot of Christmas in this show. And I said, there's so much Christmas, we're using up all of the Christmas in Ohio. There's not any left for anybody else.
We're thinking of starting a new game for the audience. It's like how many jelly beans are in the dime store window in a jar. It's how many times Merry Christmas is said during the show. We're going to maybe be able to hit the Guinness World Record.
Well, aren't we lucky to be in Cincinnati where all the Christmas will be this season then? I want to ask you about one other aspect of the show, and that is the wonderful set. I've seen productions of Christmas Carol elsewhere, and they often sort of trot out the cardboard set because people will come to see Christmas Carol. Well, it's Christmas season. But in Cincinnati, to me, we have the most wonderful physical production. And although I think it's been pretty much the same basic kind of thing, basic is hardly the right word to use for it because it's full of trapdoors and turning buildings and things like that. But do you do things to freshen the set every year?
Every year they're rebuilding part of it. I think there are only 2 pieces and they're the little, what we call tumpties. They're sort of downstage little platforms are the original pieces. Everything else has been rebuilt at some point or another. About 3 or 4 years ago, I think we redid the deck and it was repainted and all of a sudden it was like, wow. We can dim the lights a little now.
Yeah.
It was like the Sistine Chapel. It was refreshed and renewed.
Well, for those of you in Cincinnati who you've now heard that this is the place to be for Christmas, I want you to know that A Christmas Carol began its run a few days ago and will be on stage through December the 30th. You can find more information about this production and the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park through a link at WVXU.org. My guests this evening have been director Michael Haney and actor Bruce Cromer, currently at work on A Christmas Carol. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you very much, Rick.
And I have to say this, God bless us everyone. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.